Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace. I'm Hella E. Michelia. I want to bless God for the opportunity that we have to bring the Word of God at this moment. I want to welcome you to Compass, finding direction for your life. You have a destiny that you ought to fulfill in God. It is your assignment to discover it and to pursue it. My assignment is to walk with you as you come into that which God has for you. I want to bless God for this opportunity that God has given to us. In the past few weeks, I have been teaching on decisions that champions make. That is that the decisions you make in your life, the difference between people are the decisions that they make. The difference between people are the decisions that they make. The quality of your decision, you know, is important in the outcome, the final outcomes of your life. And I have been teaching on that for the past few weeks. And this morning, I want to go into another decision that champions make. And that is that champions qualify their associates. Champions qualify their associates. I'd like us to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this moment and time that we have the opportunity to bring the word of God. I ask, Lord, that as your word comes to us, your word will find place in our heart and to bring forth fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm reading Psalm 1 from verse 1 from the Amplified Bible. It said, "Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly." In the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather together. The Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In this law he meditates day and night." So the first thing the Bible says about the man that is blessed are the people who are around the life of that man. If you look at here, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly." The ungodly are a people. The ungodly are not sinners, so to speak. The ungodly are simply people who do not fear God in decisions that they make. The ungodly are not people who are unbelievers. No, the ungodly are people who have no fear of God when they do things or when they take decisions. So the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk with the ungodly." The Bible says, "Nor stands in the path of people who are sinners, nor sits down where the people who are scornful." The word scornful also means a mocker. It means a person who does not take counsel. So the first sign of somebody who is successful are the people who are around him. There's a saying that says that if you lie down with dogs, you will get up with fleas. If you lie down with dogs, you will get up with fleas. Someone said you are an average of the five important people in your life. You are an average of the five important people in your life. John Mason said, "Let me see the books and the books you read and the people that you work with, and I'm going to tell you who you're going to be in the next five years of your life." You are an average of the five important people who are in your life. I want you to understand that environment is important. And people create environment. An environment can be toxic. Environment can be exhilarating, inspiring, empowering. And people create environment. If you do not qualify your associates, they will disqualify you. If you do not qualify your associates, they will disqualify you for the life that God has for you. Many people have failed because they did not qualify the people who are to be around them. Jesus knew the outcome of every relationship he kept, even with Judas. Even Judas, who was in the life of Jesus, Jesus allowed him to be in his life because he had an assignment. And when the time for the assignment came, Jesus said to Judas, "That which you must do, do it quickly." So Jesus knew that one of the 12 was going to betray him. And Jesus had come to the conclusion that it was Judas. And Jesus left him within that company so that Judas could fulfill his assignment. You know, and so you have to learn that everybody that is in your life, God is putting people in your life so that they can be able to do what God needs to do. Jesus does not choose the qualified. He qualifies the chosen. Jesus does not choose the qualified. He qualifies the chosen. Be careful about those who are in your life. You know, how you pick the people who are in your life will determine where you're going to be in your future. You have to learn that the people who are in your life are either lifting you up or they are bringing you down. Either they are lifting you up or they are bringing you down. Sometimes you see a great lady, you know, doing well for the Lord, doing well for herself. And she comes and like the story of the prodigal son, you know, the Bible says, and he attached himself to a man of a different country. And you see that young girl attach herself to a person of no good. And then, you know, her life begins to go the downward spiral. When you see people who have improved, they met somebody. When you see people who have decreased, they met somebody. Who is in your life today that is moving you into the direction that God has for you? I want you to know this, that it is better you remain alone and succeed at what God wants you to do than to have a friend that is going to drop you, than to sustain a friendship that's going to drop you from where God wants to take you to. You have to understand that. It's very important. It's very important. So there are a few things I want to share with you today that are going to help you. Define the relationships that you have. Countries have maps. Your body has a shape. Your home has a location. Make your relationships definite. Give boundaries. Define your relationship. Define your relationship. If you do not define the relationships that are in your life, you're going to be like a garbage can. Everybody's going to come and throw in everything into it. Everybody's going to come and show up into your life. And at the end of your life, every garbage can will smell. So if you have all kinds of relationships, if you have all kinds of people coming into your life, at the end of the day, your life is going to smell. Jesus defined the people who were in his life. Judas was treasurer and betrayer. That was his assignment. Mary was his mother. Mary, Lazarus, and Martha were his friends. The Bible says they sent a message to Jesus. They said, Lazarus, whom thou loves, is sick. So these were his friends. Peter was his second in command. He did not confuse nor mix them up. He put everybody in his place. He put everybody in his place. Number two, do not allow emotions to be the only basis for relationship. Do not allow emotions to be the only basis for relationships. There are too many people making too many decisions based on their emotions. Every relationship is emotional, but every relationship has different levels of emotions. Every relationship is emotional, but every relationship ought to have different levels of emotions. The more emotions you put into a relationship, the more difficult that relationship can be. The more difficult also it is for you to withdraw from that relationship when the relationship becomes toxic. So you need to learn to be careful about the amount of emotion you put into a relationship. The more emotional you are in a relationship, the less you have the capacity to tell the people the people how to do things right, or you know, to correct the people when they are not treating you right. Joyce Meyer said, feelings can take you to where it cannot sustain you. If you're too emotional in building relationships, it's going to take you to where it cannot be able to sustain you. Jesus knew that Peter's declaration at Gethsemane was an emotional outburst. He looked at Jesus and said to him, I will never deny you. And even if I was going to be taken to be slain, I will never deny you. And Jesus looked at Peter and said, Peter, before the cock crows thrice, you will deny me. Jesus was not making an emotional decision or making an emotional measurement of situation. He knew that Peter was not capable of living up to what he was saying he was going to do. So you need to understand. You need to understand that you cannot build successful relationships on emotions only. You cannot build successful relationships on emotions only. And because of that, when Jesus was leaving, Jesus called Peter and said, Peter, lovest thou me? Because you can love only on emotions only. But Peter was operating based on emotions. Focus on the purpose of a relationship. Focus on the purpose of a relationship. When people do not focus on a relationship, they make mistakes. They allow all kinds of things to come in. God will give you grace for the assignment he sends you to. But if you get into a relationship with God that God has not sent you into, you're going to pay a very dear price for it. In the book of Kings chapter 13, we hear the story of a man of God from Judah, whom God sent and told him, go and deliver this message to the king in the temple. And when you are done delivering that message, take the next taxi and get back. Don't come the same way you came. Don't greet anybody on the road. Don't eat anything on the road. Just go back home. And the Bible says an old prophet heard about it and sent for him. And the Bible says, and he came and met the old prophet. And when he met the old prophet, the Bible says the old prophet said to him, oh, God told me to tell you, don't worry, everything is okay, everything is right. He got into a relationship with somebody that brought destruction to his life. The Bible says after he had eaten and was about to go, the Bible says a lion came out and killed him. The Bible says, and when it was spoken of, that he may be fulfilled what God told him. Because God told him, don't stop anywhere, don't eat, don't do anything. But he got into a wrong relationship, and that relationship took him into something that he was not supposed to go into. When you build relationship, learn to associate with people who yearn after God. The Bible says he who walks as a companion with the wise men is going to be wise. He who walks as a companion of wise men, Proverbs 13 verse 20, is going to be wise. It's impossible to move with the right crowd and remain wrong. Casey Treat, in his book Renewing the Mind, wrote, it is pretty obvious that you will not grow beyond the people that you spend the most of your time with. You will not grow beyond the people that you spend the most of your time with. Look around at those closest to you. That is a picture of where you are going to. Look at the people who are closest to you. That is a picture of where you are going to. If you like what you see, great. But if you don't want to live like those who are around your life, who you hang around most of the time, if you want to move forward in your life, you will have to get some new friends. You're going to have to get some new friends. There are some things in your life that are still hanging on you because the people around you have it in their life. The moment you change company, those things are going to fall off. So if we listen to the ungodly, the sinner, or the scornful, you know, the Bible says that we are not going to be blessed. In other words, negative relationship will bring a curse into your life. Negative relationship will bring a curse into your life. You need to, today, you need to make a decision. You need to take every relationship that is in your life, make an inventory of all the relationships that are in your life, and make a decision and ask yourself whether those relationships are worth your time. You got to come and make up your mind whether those relationships are worth your time. This is not that you are barring people who are dysfunctional. No. Everyone is dysfunctional in somehow and somewhere. But we need to ask ourselves in outright terms whether we are making impact on the people that are in our lives or the people are making impact on us, and what kind of impact are they making. Like I said, Charles John said two things will determine where you will be 5 years from now. The books you read and the relationships you keep. The books you read and the relationships you keep. So, you know, you need to understand that. At every point in your life, you need to come to that point where you are making decisions on who and who are allowed to be in your life. Not everybody is allowed to be in your life. You are not a garbage dump. You are not a dustbin. If you allow everything into your life is going to smell. You got to learn that not everything that is in your life, I mean, not everyone that's trying to come into your life must have permission into your destiny. Not everyone that wants to come into your life must have permission into your destiny. You must qualify your associates. You must qualify them. You must decide who is going to come into your life. Because those who are going to come into your life are going to have your ear. They're going to give you counsel. And if they are wrong people, they're going to give you wrong counsel. So you need to learn that sometimes it is even better to stay alone than to stay with people. Especially people who do not understand where you're going to, who do not have the right input to bring about into the place where God is taking you to. I want to bless God for the opportunity that we have to bring the word of God at this moment. The Bible says the entrance of the word gives light and it gives understanding to them who are simple. I believe that God has simplified our hearts and these words are going to bring forth fruit in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare over you that today is the day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. Until I come again to you next time, I want you to keep moving in the direction of your destiny. God bless you.
I am sure you're... Join Helady Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center, experience life.